Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. Excited about our next guest. She has been a longtime sports reporter and now has a new television show coming on ABC. It's going to be The Champion's Edge. It premieres tomorrow night on ABC, Saturday, May 9th. And looking forward to it. Bonnie Bernstein joins us now on the program. Bonnie, how you doing?
Happy Friday, Joe and Chase. How's it going in Nashville?
We're having a blast. The weather's nice, so we can't complain, and we made it to Friday. I know you have
an accomplishment.
It is. Tell us more about this program you're going to be hosting on ABC and the Athlete Effect.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you for having me on. So the Champion's Edge is part of the Saturday morning weekend adventure, like educational slate for ABC. And the basic crux of the show is each week we profile a successful woman who is harnessing her inner athlete to thrive in her career. And the cool thing is it's research-based. So there has been an accumulation of data over the last several years connecting sports participation and career success, which, you know, it's probably the case for guys too, but specifically for women, because even though there are more women in the C-suites, the CEOs, the CFOs, the COOs than there ever have been, it's still, you know, small relative to the number of positions like that. And so, you know, while there are so many of us who play sports and we're fortunate enough to stay in sports as a career, some of these stories also shine a light on how doctors and women who work in finance and lawyers and people in the tech industry, people in politics and government and the entertainment industry, there's so many women thriving at the top of those mountains who are harnessing leadership, teamwork, resilience, time management, discipline, confidence, all the things we learn through sports to really crush it in their careers.
And the guest list, or looking at some of the guests you're going to have on season one, I mean, Jessica Mendoza, we know her from ESPN, Ginger Z, chief meteorologist of ABC, Kathy Engelbert, the WNBA commissioner, just to name a few. I mean, you got a who's who in of people in different realms of life.
Yeah, and it's so important, too, because one of the challenges for women who compete in sports, especially the ones who are playing at the college level, for as long as they can remember, they look at themselves in the mirror, and if somebody asks, who are you? You say, I'm an athlete. And then one day your career's over, and then you're questioning who you are. So the identity crisis is real, again, for all athletes, but I think particularly for women. And one of the messages that we want to evangelize is it doesn't matter what it is that you want to do when you're done with your competing days. If you can just sort of adopt that once an athlete, always an athlete mentality, nothing changes. The only thing that changes is who your teammates are and what the air quote field of play looks like. But we want to be able to sort of erase this identity crisis that so many people deal with, understanding that if you played sports and you're really pulling everything that you learned as an athlete, you actually have a leg up on most other people who are applying for jobs because you have that mentality of being a high performer.
Amen to that. Bonnie Bernstein's with us. The show is called The Champion's Edge. Bonnie, outside the common denominator of them all being, of the ladies all being athletes, what else do they have in common outside the field of play?
The fact that they are the best at what they do. So we know Ginger, obviously, first woman to ever be a chief meteorologist at ABC. We know Jessica was an OG in softball and then became the first woman to call an MLB game on the network and call the World Series for ESPN. But then you have women who are like, you know, Kathy Engelbert, former CEO of Deloitte, first female to be CEO of one of the major accounting firms. Teresa Williamson, she's not a name that most people would know, but she played soccer at Yale. And there are 33 black female neurosurgeons in this country. To give you context, there's about 5,000 certified meteorologist.
Wow.
And this is one of the most fascinating things. So when we were up shooting her episode, she's at Brown University Hospital, and she's like, "Hey, do you want to come in and shoot a surgery?" I was like, "Really?" So our camera crew is in the operating room watching her do this minimally invasive back surgery that's used a lot for, you know, if you've been athletic and you slipped a disc. This type of surgery, it's a minor incision. She uses a little 7-millimeter camera. You're in and out the same day. It takes about an hour. And she is somebody who's made by sports. And what she didn't even realize is that within that operating room, there were probably 9 people in there. All but one of them were female, and all but one of the women played sports. And after the surgery, we kept the cameras inside, and we went to each one of them, and we asked what sports they played. And I think there were 7 different sports. It was so phenomenal the way we're able to create this analogy between the team mindset, the preparation, the communication, the teamwork, the need to make in-game adjustments, the need to review the game afterwards and figure out how to be better. They do all those same things during the course of the surgery, and the light bulb went on. And I think among all the different episodes we shot, that one was just so eye-opening because I realized we're really onto something here.
Yeah, I think it's great because you don't see a neurosurgeon every day, right? And so it's on your list. I was going to ask you about that.
Do you guys know any? I don't know any neurosurgeons.
No. Not at all.
They're not hanging out at Whole Foods. I mean, they might be. They have to eat, but like.
Right. Yeah, they're not doing that. Let me ask you this. With the sports, I was fortunate to play college football. And so it taught me structure. Is structure a big, you played sports in college. Is structure a part of the success?
100%. And that's one of the things that I didn't even realize, because when I was in high school, I didn't think about it then. You're just kind of on autopilot. My day was wash, rinse, and repeat. Get up, take the bus or drive to high school. There's an after-school sport, gymnastics, indoor track or outdoor track, or one of the 4 bands I was in, or student council, or Latin club. Take the lake bus home, shove some food down your face, and then go train 3 hours of club gymnastics. Come home, do your homework, go to bed. And you're just doing it because you want to do it. And what you realize in the real world is that ability to manage your time is so critical, because there are people who would try to run the schedules that we do, especially in sports, and we're working on weekends. You know, most people have weekends off. Weekends are our week. And in order for us to be able to function in our jobs as a wife or a husband or a parent, it really takes this ability to manage your time. And I'm not sure that there's any better place to learn that than in sports.
We're talking to Bonnie Bernstein. Again, the program will debut tomorrow on ABC. It's called The Champion's Edge. And we've posted the trailer for it on our Twitter at 1025 The Game, so you can check that out. Walk Swiftly Productions, that's your production company. What are some other things that you've been working on with that?
Well, this has been the focus for a while, but we also, I think one of my other favorite series that we did, and it really lent credence to why I wanted to go off and try to do something by myself, because these are the sorts of shows that you're just, you have to be outside of the network universe for somebody to be able to listen to you. But one of my other favorite ones, which I think would resonate with you guys, was a series for CMT called Country on Campus.
Nice.
So we went on the road with artists who love college football as much as we do, because there's a huge crossover audience between country music fans and college football fans. So we went on the road, for example, with Darius Rucker and Lady A. And so Darius and Charles Kelly are best buddies. They golf all the time. And it just so happened that they were touring together, and they were in Pittsburgh the week that South Carolina, where Darius went to school, and Georgia, where the guys at Lady A went to school, were playing each other. So we're on the road in Pittsburgh. Their crews are putting together a little tailgate watch party, and then they're going through sound checks and, you know, running back and forth. And then when they're on stage, they're like, you know, in their inner ears asking, like, what's the score? What's the score? It was hilarious. But it was just, I'm so passionate about music, and particularly country music, because that was my first job out of college. Like, I grew up in New Jersey, and we were just all about, like, you know, disco and hip hop. But when I got my first job and I was working at a country radio station and our programming director was from Nashville, I fell in love with country music. And so to be able to take my passion for music and country and meld it with what I've known for 30 plus years in sports and particularly college football, when that thing hit CNT, I was giddy. It was such an awesome project to work on.
Oh, that's awesome. Bonnie, it is Mother's Day this weekend. What's your mom's name, and can you describe her in one word?
My mom's name is Lois, and in one word, I would say Brooklyn. But I think to really bring Brooklyn to life, I would need to talk about why Brooklyn is so meaningful and why when I talk about my mother, I say Brooklyn, because there's just something that comes with that accent that's sort of an edge that gives you a sense for who my mother is and who I am. And now you have it.
Oh, that is fantastic. I love that. Well done.
That is perfect.
You asked. So.
I love that. That's awesome. I want to ask because, you know, we have a lot of people on that have, you know, covered a lot of different big sporting events in their career, but you've gotten to work a Super Bowl. What is that like, being on the sidelines of the biggest game, knowing you're going to crown the champion?
I know this is such a cliche answer, but it's so true. The athletes say this all the time too. I think in the lead up, there's all this excitement and to a certain degree anxiety in the lead up to the game. That's typically the way I am anyway, right? Like if I'm for when I would do sideline or preparing to host something in studio, there's a level of anxiety in the lead up to the game because I'm not as prepared yet as I want to be. But over the course of the week, I absorb all of the articles and I put together my notes and I interview the coaches and the players and the GMs and the owners. And you just kind of get to the point where you're like, okay, I'm good. And then there's a sense of calm. For the Super Bowl, I was surprised, my first Super Bowl, which was 2001. So that was Giants Ravens. And I was actually assigned to the Giants sideline, which is super cool because that was my team growing up. But I remember I was standing with Jim Fossil. We were getting ready to go live for the pre-kick interview. And he just looked at me and he said, "You were born to do this."
Ooh. Oh, wow.
And we had had a talk the day before. So we, the crew, Jim Nance and, was it Jim Nance? No, it was Greg Gumbel and Phil Sims at the time. I think that's right. And I and our producer and director, we all got to go to their last walkthrough. And I always try to touch base with the coaches. So I walked up to Coach Fossil, and he's like, "Come walk with me." And here I am, like, he's getting ready to play in the Super Bowl, and he's giving me a pep talk, which was hilarious. But he really just said, you know, before you leave the stadium, take a walk around, take a deep breath, soak in everything that you're about to experience. And so when he said that to me, when we got ready to go on the air, it almost put a bow on our conversation from the day before. And for some reason, guys, it enabled this calm to wash over me that I completely forgot that tens of millions of people were about to listen to what we were about to talk about and that I was going to be covering the crown jewel of the NFL. But like anything else, once you start getting into the game, it's just another game. You're focusing on the same things you focus on, whether it's a regular season or, you know, a wild card game or the Super Bowl. And you just kind of get locked in, and it kind of brings our whole conversation full circle, because one of the things that we learn as athletes is how to focus, how to tune out all the noise, and that's exactly what I did in that moment.
Bonnie Bernstein is with us. Your show focuses on women in, you know, high positions and finding their inner athlete, and again, it premieres tomorrow, The Champion's Edge on ABC. What's your advice, you know, specifically in a business that we're all in broadcast, which is not easy. And you know this, of working your way up, for young women that see you or see others and have that dream to roam the sidelines or play-by-play or whatever it may be. What is some of your advice for them as they move into that career?
Sure. And I think, guys, this is advice not just for women. It's for anybody. And I will say that while The Champion's Edge focuses and our storytelling is around female leaders, anybody watching this show, male athlete, female athlete, parents, coaches, you can glean the same insights about how sports teaches us to lead. But what I would say is I think young people are in an extraordinary position because they're all growing up as digital and social natives. And why that's important for all the perils of social media, the power of social media is that you get to have a voice. you get to build your brand. You get to put yourself out to audiences that without social media, they would never be able to see you. And so why that's important and why that's valuable for young people is that if you are taking the initiative to build your brand and craft your voice and engage with people, you are essentially a CEO of your own brand. And when it's time for you to go out and apply for jobs or figure out what it is that you want to do, maybe you want to be an entrepreneur or start a company or whatever it is, it says to anybody that's going to come into your orbit, you are going the extra mile. You are doing the work. You are prepared. You are thoughtful. You're intentional. Those are the sorts of people that companies want to hire. And we learn that through sports. And with social media, you get to start. You can start making your own money. You know, like we talk about NIL in the college space, and that's certainly trickled down to high school. You don't even need to be an athlete to do that. You just need a platform, and you've got it.
Bonnie, great stuff. Thank you so much for coming on today and talking about this. And good luck with the show, and we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Joan Chase, great to talk to you. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Bonnie Bernstein joining us here on the program, an Emmy-winning sportscaster, and she is the new host and executive producer of the ABC series The Champion's Edge, which will premiere tomorrow. You can check your local listings on ABC stations, Channel 2 here in Nashville, and we've posted the trailer as well. Really cool.
Yeah, she did a thing years ago. I had an intern. I was at Channel 2, and then the intern's like, I don't want to ask her. I said, just go ask her. And she went through and talked to her for like 20 minutes about – get into the business and what to do and everything like that. Extremely gracious. Extremely gracious. Yeah. So I didn't want to bring that up at the end there because I liked what she was talking about far more than, hey, let me put myself in this story. So well done.
Very, very cool stuff with her. Vince Gill going to join us at the top of the hour. We'll come back with more here on Chasing Big Joe on this Friday. And again, be listening during that Vince Gill interview. We'll give you a hint, a clue, or there's something will come up in that interview about Eagles tickets, because we're giving those away tomorrow for tomorrow's show. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. It's Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni on 102.5 The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.